Before I start, in case any of you are wondering who I am, my name is Jen Lam, and I am the student minister here at St John's. On this Sunday, the third in Advent, I am preaching my first Sunday morning sermon. I will start by praying from Psalm 19. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
The gospel passage for today is from chapter 11 of Matthew's gospel. The passage starts with John the Baptist in prison. He has been arrested and jailed because he has denounced Herod for marrying Herodias, who had been his brother Philip's wife. John sends his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" You may be wondering, surely John knows who Jesus is. Why does he want his disciples to ask John this question? You will recall that after the angel Gabriel tells Mary that she will have a child, she visits her cousin Elizabeth to share the news. Luke, in his gospel, tells us that John, as an unborn baby in Elizabeth's womb, leaps for joy. Earlier in Matthew's gospel, while John was baptizing in the River Jordan, he saw Jesus coming towards him. He tells the crowd that Jesus is more powerful than him and that he is not worthy to stoop down to untie his sandals. John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove on Jesus. He heard God's voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased." So the reason that John sends his disciples to Jesus is not because he doubts who Jesus is, but because John knows that his time in prison is coming to an end and that his death is imminent. He wants his disciples to recognize for themselves who Jesus is, and for them to transfer their loyalty from John to Jesus. They are no longer to be followers of John, but followers of Jesus. While John's disciples were with Jesus, they witnessed him performing many miracles. The blind received their sight, the lame walked again, the lepers were cleansed, the deaf regained their hearing, the dead were raised up, and the gospel was preached to the poor. Jesus told John's disciples to go back and report to John what they had heard and seen. He wanted them to reassure John that they shared John's belief that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah. After John's disciples departed, Jesus reminds the crowd about John the Baptist. He reminds them that John lived in the wilderness and did not wear soft clothing as those who lived in king's houses did. John dressed in clothes made of camel hair with a leather belt around his waist. He did not feast on royal banquets, but ate locusts and wild honey. Jesus told the crowd that John was more than a prophet. He was the one of whom it was written, "Behold, I send my messenger, who shall go before you to prepare the way." Today, over 2,000 years later, through God's word, we also know who Jesus is. He is the Son of God the Father, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He was both human and divine. He is our Emmanuel, God with us. In this Advent season, as we are busy preparing to celebrate the first coming of our Saviour Jesus Christ as a baby in Bethlehem, let us not forget that it is also the season to prepare for his second coming. We do not know when that day will be, but we do know that when that day comes, it will be the day of judgment, and we all will be judged. In the passage read by Leone from chapter 4 of his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul tells them that they are ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. As stewards, they are required to be faithful. They are not to judge themselves or each other, not by human standards. Like the Corinthians, we too need to be reminded that when our Lord returns, he will not judge us by what kind of job we do, how wonderful we look, or by the money and possessions we have. These things are what the world admires. The Lord cares nothing for what we have accumulated or for what we have achieved. He cares nothing for our outward appearance. When he comes again, he will bring to light the hidden things, and he will make manifest what is in our hearts. We will be judged for our faithfulness, for our trust and belief in him. Let us, this Advent, rejoice in the sure and certain hope that we have as believers in Christ. Let us do our utmost to share the good news with those who have not yet heard of the saving grace of our merciful God. Let us tell everyone about our God, who loved us so much that he sent his Son to be born as one of us and to die on the cross for our sins. So as Christmas approaches, let us remember the hope and joy we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Let us do our part to help his kingdom grow, so that many more will come to believe and have faith in him and be saved. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.